Hey, you hear that train coming, Mr. Postmanchuk?
Oh, yeah, man.
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We take an up-close look at the new Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. We talk with the CEO, William Prentice, about what to expect with this refinery, as well as when they'll start moving dirt. Plus, Thomas Johnson, the Vice President of Refinery Operations, explains how some state-of-the-art technology works. Dan Hedrington of SEH talks about the latest public comment meeting, plus much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, a special look at the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
On a tramp, the roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna crash me a freight train to leave this town, cause I don't allow no hobos just to hang it around.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Just in case it was a good engineer, told the brakeman not to fear. Pour on the water, shovel on the coal, stick your head out the window, see my driver's roll.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
The wrap-up that you want people to know when it comes to, you know, kind of the direction or where the Davis Refinery is right now and where it's going to be?
Well, when you look at the big moving parts on the project, again, it's being built in two phases. The first phase, Davis Light, 27,500 barrels per day. We're going to start construction on that just as soon as the air quality permit is awarded to us. And we're hopeful that that happens in the early part of this coming summer. You know, that's the key milestone for the first part of the project is the air quality permit. People move to the site and, you know, employment actually begins to happen once that permit is in hand and we can open up the ground and start building. In the meantime, you know, we're busy, with design and procurement of materials and equipment. And just kind of moving things around so it's ready for that date. If we can get that permit here in the early part of the coming summer, we will be in operation by the end of the year. Some of the shortages that have been seen in the last 2 to 3 weeks, for instance, on diesel and so forth, that's not going to be there anymore once we're in operation. Because we're going to serve the local community. So, you know, we're just very excited to be in this position, to be able to do this. And everybody at the company is very excited about being a part of North Dakota and what's happening there. And, eager to get started.
We're talking with the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery, Mr. William Prentice.
Well, I tell you, the 20 people that I talked to in those cafes over the last week, they're excited for this. It's, you know, people know about it. It's going to add a couple hundred jobs. They do understand the economic and social impact that this refinery is bringing in. And there's some excitement there. So I hope you don't mind if I lean on you from time to time, that if there's interest out there and the people want to know about it and you're willing to be transparent about it, I hope you don't mind if I call on you again in the upcoming months, kind of give a countdown on this refinery.
You can tell I love talking about this project. And we're learning how to be more open about our plans and so forth. So any help you can give us in doing that, we're very, very grateful for. know, and again, you know, the information on the company and, you know, where it's located and so forth, we have people around up there all the time now, more than happy to talk about it. If there's a local event that we can appear at to answer questions, we're happy to do that. So, just, you know, if there's an opportunity to be more open about it, just let us know and we'll tell the story.
I do think you have set the record just off this interview alone of being the most transparent oil company in the history of the United States.
Yeah, we're trying. It's you know, it's almost like we have to go through therapy to be able to do that. But you know, again, if you're working in an area like North Dakota, where people are eager to go to work and everybody wants to see the project, it's a lot easier to be transparent. You're among friends at that point. And so, you know, let's keep it going.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
See my drivers roll. Take your head out the wind, see my drivers roll. Early one morning, said it'd be 4 days. Brakeman said you have to pay. Got no money but upon my shoes. Said I want to go west. Got the Milwaukee Blues.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Say, old Bill Jones said before he died, five more things I'd like to ride. Tricycle, bicycle, automobile. Said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel. Said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Hey, way down in Georgia on a train. Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna catch me a freight train to leave this town. Cause it's going down to hobos to the hanging around.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Hey, Casey was a good engineer. Told the brakeman not to fear.
Tiffany Steiner, MBI Energy Services, talking about the hiring blitz you guys have going on.
Yeah, so it's next Friday, March 10th, at Super Pumper in Bellfield, North Dakota. 5 to 8 a.m. we'll be serving coffee and donuts. And then 10:30 to 1 p.m. we're going to be serving pop and hot dogs. All free. Just come say hi. Come meet the folks at MBI and learn what we have to offer to you. We also offer a sign-on bonus of $500. So just for hiring on with MBI, you get $500. And then once you're hired on, the process is you go through the HR process, and then you go to our world-class training center where they teach you everything from chaining up to backing up to the disposals and all that sort of stuff as well. And then, you know, once you're done with the training center, you go on and you move into your position, and then you have a trainer with you for a while. So to apply, you can go online to mbienergyservices.com, or you can call our recruiters at 701-575-8242, and if you press 5, that'll take you directly to our recruiters to speak to them. So it's next Friday, March 10th, at Super Pumper in Bellfield, North Dakota. 5 to 8 a.m., we'll be serving coffee and donuts. And then 10:30 to 1 p.m., we're going to be serving pop and hot dogs. All free. Just come say hi. Come meet the folks at MBI and learn what we have to offer to you.
Casey was a good engineer. Told the brakeman not to fear. Pour on the wash, shovel on the coal. Stick your head out the window. See my drivers roll.